Our disappointments and our grievances are the major blocks to our happiness. That's according to high-heeled healer Anne-Marie Woodall. In her book, Secrets of a High-Heeled Healer, she looks at why these blocks develop and how to remove them. And the place to start is to look at the role you play within your family.
Every one of us plays a role in our family. Your mum and dad play a role that they bring in from their family life to their relationship and then into the relationship with the children. And we all have a role. Granny has a role, granddad has a role, and it's their winning formula. It's their way of getting their needs met. However, what happens when a role comes in, you don't get close to that person. In a family, there's five or six different roles we can play. The first one would be the hero role. The hero role is the one that does well at school, is good at gymnastics, great at sport, who always has a career that's going up. Every role is set up to save the family, but the hero one is everyone's really proud of them. You know, they're like the mascot. They're the ones that are doing really well for the family. Now, for a minute, think in your life, who would be the hero in your family? Would it be your dad? Does he play that role? Is it your brother or your sister? But around you, there's always somebody who'd be playing that role. And it's very close to who they are. However, because they're playing that role, they can't actually receive. They can't receive the accolade. They can't receive the appreciation, acknowledgement, because they're playing the role of. The other roles are scapegoat. Now, a scapegoat is the one that brings in outside help, as in social services or police. Scapegoats are the one that run away. Scapegoats are the one that gets in trouble, gets pregnant early. Scapegoats are like the black sheep. And their whole idea on a level in a happy family is to stop what's going on in the family. If the problems, and they do happen in the family about mother and father aren't getting on too well, and the kids try and do something to stop that fighting, or even just to stop the silences. So they think, if I cause a little bit of trouble, this is unconscious, by the way, if I cause some kind of trouble, they'll stop arguing and they might join together again. And they would actually sacrifice themselves again, a scapegoat, just for that. The next role would be the entertainer. The entertainer is the one that sings, dance, laughs, is the joker. They do all the time. You know when they're coming to visit, you're going to have a good time. But you know that story of the clown that goes home and he cries? That's what a lot happens in the entertainer. You know, the entertainer is the one that was always like the cutie little one. And now that little cutie little one could be 58 and still playing the role of the entertainer. But they can't receive either. They're not being true. They can't show who they are to the family because the family always expects him or her to behave that certain way. The next one would be the martyr. The martyr in a family is the one that normally gets ill, gets hurt, has an accident, and would actually martyr themselves to save the family. And then the lost child. Now, as I work in South Africa and Canada and off to Australia, you'll find that these continents are full of lost children. These are the people that believe if they left, that the family would be okay. There would be enough money, there'd be enough love, there'd be enough food, and there'd be enough space for everyone to be happier if they left. So what we do, we leave. But what happens energetically is still connected to that root cause, that root family. And everyone would still be wanting, on some level, to join and make a happy family. And a couple of months ago, I saw this sign and it said, Mammy's happy, Daddy's happy. Kids are happy, in-laws are happy, grandparents are happy. The pigs are fed and preparing to fly. So we're looking for happiness. And it's just about finding what roles and who disappointed you. Because that is one of the biggest things that would stop a happy family. We would hold on to these old disappointments from our childhood that someone didn't do it right. And just think for a minute, who is it that you're disappointed in? And again, who's disappointed in you? Because this work is about always bringing it back to you.
Have you recognised which role you or members of your family might be playing? How do you shift them out of that?
You shift yourself out first. You, as soon as you let go of a role and show yourself, they can let go of their role and show themselves. I used to play, and still do, on like the hero role. And I'd organise everything and make everything okay. And it's like, God, that killed me. You know, it's like, all right, she'll do it, she'll do this, she'll do that. And it's not the truth. And as you actually say, actually, I don't want to do this. But don't say it nastily. It's like, I choose not to take this role on. And then as you let go of that role, somebody else in your family can stand up and you can see the skills and the power and the goodness that they have in them to help. Because if we're organising all the time, the other people have to be lesser than. So we end up really, truly like controlling people in our roles.
That's high-heeled healer Anne-Marie Woodall.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.